Clive Sharp thought that the Medical Officer of Health's time spent looking for typhoid and such like malaria in the population of Bedford was perhaps better spent looking at some of the more up-to-date problems that the public met with, such as diabetes, heart disease, and so on. And John Butterfield was a sort of natural ally of this, and together, and with me when I got back from the United States, we planned the diabetes survey, which took place in 1962. And the idea in Bedford was really to get every member of the population to leave a blood sample, a urine sample, a blood sample would have been difficult, to leave a urine sample outside their front door over the course of a weekend. And the organisation involved getting the local Boy Scouts and Round Tablers and Women's Institutes and so on to go around collecting these samples and delivering them to public health clinics around the town. And this was really actually pretty successful. We managed to distribute little sort of marmalade pots, that they little snap-on caps that people wrote their name and age and so on, an address on. And these were collected by these scores of people. And there were those who didn't quite catch the purpose of this and thought this was an appeal for funds and put money into the pots instead of urine. And there was one wag who put sherry into the pot. That was extraordinarily discovered by John Butterfield, who thought it looked a funny colour, sniffed it and said, "My God, this is sherry." And we went round to the house and sure enough it was, and there we finished off the bottle. But we actually got samples from something like 72-73% of the population, which was really pretty good. But at the same time, perhaps the most important thing that we did was to take a random sample of that population and submit them to the standard test for diabetes, the glucose tolerance test. And it was really from that that a great deal of new information came, because we found when we looked at the way in which the results distributed, that it was rather like blood pressure results. There was no clear point at which normality ended and diabetes began. They just merged one with the other. So that there was a sort of area in the middle where you didn't know whether somebody had diabetes or not. I mean, right at the top end, it was quite clear that they did, and right at the bottom end, it was quite clear that they didn't. But in the middle, it was...